We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
So if he wants to work in the NBA again, he will. But there's some thought he might take a year or two off. He's got college-age children who are taking a gap year because of the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And there's some thought that he might just take what amounts to a gap year with them and catch up on some family time before jumping back into the NBA or whatever it is he might want to do going forward. But Daryl Morey is out in Houston, and they are promoting from within to fill that spot.
Story number three.
Ty Lue has agreed to a 5-year contract to coach the Los Angeles Clippers. That also according to Adrian Wojnarowski. So now the 43-year-old former head coach of the world champion Cleveland Cavaliers will be working in the same building as LeBron James, just for a different franchise. There's some thought that he's already put together big parts of his staff. Chauncey Billups is going to be a member of that staff. He's a former world champion. So Ty Lue, now the head coach in L.A., and we'll see if he can get the best of Kawhi Leonard and Paul George, because that's not what Doc Rivers was able to do this past season, which is why Doc Rivers is no longer the coach of the Clippers.
Story number four.
Awful story in Southeast Memphis last night. Happened around 9 o'clock. I saw the tweet from the Memphis Police Department. It was just like, officer on the scene of a shooting. They've located an unresponsive male in the driveway of a residence. So you're thinking, you know, unfortunately, these types of things happen too often in our city. And this is just, not to discount it, but just in maybe the latest example of that. And then you get the details on the story, and it's just, makes you absolutely sick. So apparently, this guy, his name is Alante Jones, was riding with a guy named Jerome Smith. And Jerome Smith had, like, picked him up and was taking him home, I guess. Picking him up to take him somewhere. And Jerome Smith's 3-year-old daughter was in the back seat. So if you can picture this, Jerome Smith in the driver's seat, Alante Jones in the other seat, and then the 3-year-old little girl in the back seat. And apparently this Alante Jones guy had a gun that was laying in the back seat of the car somehow, and the little girl picked it up, just playing with it the way 3-year-olds do.
Sure.
Pop. Shot her dad in the head. Like, dead. He's dead. Right there in the driver's seat. Like, just dead in the car. 3-year-old girl. Like, maybe it just makes, it's obviously an awful story, no matter. But, like, I have a 3-year-old. I can sort of envision what that looks like. You know, 3-year-olds are old enough to know when something really bad happens.
Oh, sure, yes.
Like, when Louie does something really ridiculous that he knows he shouldn't have done, he immediately starts apologizing. It was an accident. It made me sick thinking about this story, because when Louie drops, milk on the floor or anything, that, like, he immediately goes to, it's an accident. I'm sorry, it was an accident. Imagine shooting your dad in the head. I mean, my God, I can't even think about it. No. And so it just reminded me also a few weeks ago when Jeff and I were talking about something along these lines, that, you know, I made the point that, you know, a lot of people own guns, keep them in their homes because they do feel like they're keeping their home safe. You know, I'm going to make my home and protect my family. And the truth is, multiple studies have shown over the years that you don't actually make your family safer when you have a gun in the house, because the more likely scenario is that somebody who lives in that house will be harmed by that gun one way or another. And too often, this is the way that happens. Now, I should, in the spirit of fairness, say that this Alante Smith is a felon. He did not have a handgun carry permit. Like, he shouldn't have even had this gun. So he is not your law-abiding gun owner. But he is a gun owner. And the gun got into the hands of a child, and now this family is dealing with the worst kind of tragedy. And I can't imagine, like, the trauma, that long-term damage that does to a three-year-old who knows that she shot her father in the head. And so just an awful story. If you're looking for a lesson from it, if you're going to have guns, keep them close to you or locked up, certainly out of the hands of young children, because too often when these guns end up accidentally in the hands of young children, some really, 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 really bad stuff happens. Jeff Calkins up next.
Memphis in the Mid-South's number one place for sports and the home of the Giannotto and Jeffrey Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4 p.m. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. Live on the radio.com app.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now through October 18th, earn 10 cents off per gallon of fuel for every $30 you spend at Kroger. Just shop Fridays through Sundays with your digital coupon. Restrictions apply.
With so many new pet owners, Kezia's Grooming can't keep up.
Kezia's Grooming? Sorry, we'll book solid through the weekend. I can give you a call back, though, if something opens up.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, it's doing great. I've been on it now for about three and a half years. I've lost 67 pounds. And I feel better than I did at age 40. I'm just getting older. That's the only thing that doesn't stop. Other than that, I feel good.
Listen, we're all getting older, but that doesn't mean you have to feel your age. Are you ready to turn back the clock? It's 2020, and there's never been a better time to start looking and feeling young again. Introducing Andro400.com. Andro400.com has proven solutions to help melt belly fat, increase mood and memory, increase energy, and bring that spark back to your love life. Visit Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435 to see which product is right for you. Try the safe and natural way to start feeling and looking your best. And there's nothing to lose with an industry-leading 90-day money-back guarantee. Visit Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
Hey, fellow citizens, do you have a plan for how you're going to vote? You should. You can vote in person or by mail. Go to vote411.org to find out rules and deadlines for your state. We all have a voice and a vote to cast. Vote. Make it count. Go to vote411.org.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show.
The Rays have tied the score with Houston. It's now 1-1 in the bottom of the third. A closeout game for Tampa Bay. Houston needs a win to stay alive. I'll keep you updated on the ALCS as the rest of the show unfolds. But right now, he's a award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show weekdays, 9 to 11, right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you? Jeff Calkins?
Hello, I'm here. I'm right here.
I thought you were. I thought you were broken like Twitter.
Do you hear me? Do you hear me?
I hear you now. Bennett apparently didn't do something Bennett's supposed
Jeff.
To do.
Oh, Twitter's broken?
Twitter appears to be broken.
Oh, well. I enjoyed it while it lasted.
You know what? I hate Twitter so much and everybody on it, but like when it's down, I miss it a little bit.
I do too.
I feel like I'm now isolated. I'm like isolated from the world. I don't have a whole lot of human interaction. And so like my my interaction with people, or at least where I feel like I'm not alone, is often tied to social media, even if I hate social media. I very much have a love-hate relationship with social media. So on one hand, I'm glad that I don't have to see these ridiculous replies in my mentions anymore. On the other hand, nothing's loading, so it's kind of a weird situation to be in.
Well, it's funny. I was listening to an interview. The Buffalo Sabres, as you know, signed the biggest free agent on the market, Taylor Hall, to a one-year deal for $8 million. Mm-hmm. People were stunned that he went to Buffalo because he said he wanted to go to a winner, and Buffalo hasn't made the playoffs in years. But I was listening to an interview with him, and they were talking about his social media profile, and he said, yeah, I really kind of don't like Twitter that much anymore, and he likes Instagram. And I really think Twitter, like, people rip Taylor Hall, you know, and they certainly ripped him like, you loser, you went to Buffalo. You said you wanted to go to a winner. I can totally see why if you were an athlete, not a beloved athlete, just, you know, you have no use for Twitter. Like, you just get crushed on Twitter all the time, right?
All the time. Like, I get crushed all the time, and I don't even really do anything. And I'm not really anybody. And yet it's just I used to the phases of Twitter for me were like this. I don't understand why anybody would ever be on that. That was my first phase. Like, I don't get it. Like, I need to tell people I'm having lunch today. Like, I don't understand it.
Right. We all did that. Oh, I need to tell people I'm having lunch today. Ooh, what did you do now? I just, you know, drank a cup of coffee for 5 minutes. Nothing I do is that important. You heard that all the time.
Right. Okay. Right. Okay. So that was my starting point. But then, like, everybody else in the industry jumps on, so you have to jump on. And then it became something I actually, and I don't use this word lightly, I think I'm addicted to it. Like, I wake up in the middle of the night, I scroll it. When I wake up in the morning, it's first thing I do, it's lay there and scroll through Twitter. When I'm watching games at night, I'm constantly looking at, you know, TweetDeck and watching the stream. And so now it got to a point where and it was fun. People would describe it as, oh, it's like being in a sports bar. You know, you're watching games and everybody's watching the same game and everybody's, you know, having comments about it. It's like you're just hanging out with all your friends watching sports or the Academy Awards or the MTV Awards or whatever. And I was like, this is fun. I don't even need real humans anymore. I just kind of like this. And now I'm in the phase of, if it weren't for my job and I could make myself break away from it, I 100% would.
Are two different things, though. If it weren't for your job, okay, let's just say, whatever, you inherited $80 million tomorrow, you're not doing either of your jobs anymore, or whatever, you're doing it in a casual way, you don't really need to promote yourself because you got $80 million, okay? So you don't need to do it anymore for your job. Isn't it still, here's the problem, it is where I get news.
Oh, I think my approach to it, if I didn't use it for my job, would be I would still scroll it, just like Instagram. I don't post on Instagram hardly ever.
And is Instagram really much nicer? It feels like it's nicer. Is it nicer because there's no words on Instagram? Is that why?
Well, no, there are words on Instagram. I mean,
I don't go to Instagram. Yeah, are there words on Instagram?
Yeah, people can reply, but it does seem to be a nicer platform where people – although, like, I'm not Kim Kardashian. Like, Kim Kardashian can post a picture of her and her children at the zoo – and, like, then you go to the replies, and it's like, you in lover, you know, or
God.
Yeah, I mean, yep. It's like, you're a whore. Like, hey, I've seen you, I've seen Ray J ram you on the internet. Like, it's just awful. Like, I can't imagine what it's like to be somebody like that. I guess you just have to, like, not even look at it. You know, I can't imagine, like, that. So that stuff still exists, but it seems... You know, when I do post on Instagram, it seems much nicer than, you know, than Twitter. Like, Twitter is, it's just awful now. I mean, it is, Facebook's the worst. Facebook is by far the worst. It is just so, like, we really.
I don't think it is. No, I don't think it is the worst. I don't think people come after you on Facebook. People post stupid things or whatever on Facebook. But I mostly... Facebook has a higher proportion of, here's a picture of what I had for dinner, or here's my flowers that I grew today, or here's my daughter graduating from college, than Twitter does. It has much more, a higher proportion of Facebook is really basically wholesome stuff than Twitter, I think. And I don't see people calling each other names, at least and for me on Facebook, nearly as much as on Twitter or mocking people as much. I don't. I think it's worse because it spreads. The worst thing about Facebook is that it does let people publish pure fictions all the time, right? And we know that. It's led to lots of fictitious stories and disinformation, which is harmful to our country, and in that way, it's the most evil. But I think its users, I find, are nicer than Twitter users.
Perhaps nicer because they are largely real people. Like, you know, they have profiles and pictures of their family and their work information and where they graduated college from. So you don't get the anonymous, you know, ridiculous accounts on Facebook to the same degree that you get them on Twitter. If you're just posting pictures of your family, you know, not too many people are just going to come in and crap on your family. Although I've seen some of that. Certainly. I've seen some of that. But the thing that's most frustrating about Facebook is that people, I mean, it's exactly as you described, it's just nonsense and people believe it. I mean, like there are, it actually makes me sad. I see people sometimes that I know them, or it's one of my friend's moms. Like there's one of my best friends from my childhood, and his mom is one of my Facebook friends. And I see her post all the time, and it's the craziest stuff you've ever seen in your life. And I know this woman in real life, or at least I used to know her in real life. And I knew her to be like, she was just the sweetest little lady. And I see her posting on Facebook now all the time. And it is crazy. It's like real crazy. And like, it makes me sad because I'm like, how does she get that way? And why does she believe that? Like, and I don't even mean like different political views, like a disagreement about abortion or a woman's right to choose. I mean like crazy stuff rooted in total fiction. It's just not true. But she believes it's true. And that is the part I hate about Facebook. Like it is created a place where otherwise decent people, I think,
are deluded. And traded. It is really safe for conspirators, for crazy. It is a haven of conspiracy theories and crackamamie in a way that Twitter's not, because Twitter just doesn't have the room for that kind of full-fledged conspiracy theory, right. You know, like, you know, so, I think it's more pernicious, Facebook, to our democracy, but I don't think it's as ugly in terms of insulting people.
Right, on Twitter, like, earlier today I shared this story, I don't know if you saw it, it was a little video clip, CBS News shared it first, so it wasn't like I was digging around looking for things, CBS News put it right into my timeline. And it was the deputy prime minister of New Zealand. And he was holding a campaign rally or some sort of press conference or something. And a coronavirus skeptic, that's the way CBS News described the person, showed up and was asking for proof of this. And how do you know this? And how do you know that? You know, just being that guy. It was a funny video. The vice, the deputy prime minister said, sit down, and I'll address you. And the person sat down, which was pretty cordial, relatively speaking. And then the deputy prime minister said, now clearly this is someone who's been educated in America. Like making a joke.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he did.
And then he went on to explain, like, listen, in America, the 220,000 people have died of this virus. You know, then in India, it's this number. And so you're going to stand up here and act like the earth is flat? Like, this is the wrong place for that, man. And so I just thought it was a pretty funny video that also underlined the fact that we are the laughingstock of the world right now because of the way we've approached this virus. And I have been getting called every name in the book for six straight hours on Twitter.
On Twitter?
Oh, yeah. And it's also people.
I can't check because it's down.
Because it's down, yeah. But it's there, trust me.
Damn.
And it is also just, it's crazy, except it's. I don't believe they're all Russian bots. I believe some of these people are real people, and they actually, it's just.
What did they call you?
Oh, it's just, oh, you sure love to hate America, don't you? And I'm like, what are you talking about? I don't hate America. I do hate a lot of Americans, you know, and I do hate our approach to this virus. But like, no, I don't hate America. It's just, you know, like, I wish we'd be better. I wish we could be better. That's all. I don't hate. There's nowhere else I could have the life that I have. I acknowledge that. I do wish we could be better. I wish we could be smarter. I wish we could be a lot of things that we aren't. Perhaps we used to be, but we aren't right now.
Let me ask you this about the current COVID outbreaks in college football, right? Including, I mean, obviously it was during your show yesterday we got the news that Saban had tested positive. So there's been a lot of columns written, kind of, honestly, that were, like, I told you so columns. Like, what did you expect, right? And I guess my only objection to those columns is I think the people who went forward with playing college football, this is what they expected. Like, this isn't some aha, told you so, told you it was going to be an unmitigated disaster moment. This is what everyone expected to happen. I don't know if they expected Nick Saban in particular to get it, but everyone expected that there would be stops and starts. The SEC expected there would be stops and starts. It was done with the understanding that this is what we were going to do, and it'll be imperfect, and it'll be rough, and there will be, you know, games canceled and whatnot. And it is funny to me because I don't think the fact that Nick Saban has COVID means that, like, whatever you thought about when they made the decision to play football, and I was thought it was a perfectly rational decision, wasn't the safest decision, but I understood it and I supported it, and I still do. And nothing of what has happened in the last week changes that for me, because this is what I expected going in. And I don't even think the deniers were denying that this would happen going in. I don't actually see what has changed, except for a really famous guy has it.
Right. Like, you know, I never once said they should play football because nobody's going to get the virus. Like, I assumed everybody's going to get the virus, and it's going to – you'll have teams shut down, and you'll have games canceled, and it's gone more or less the way I thought it would go. It's just a bigger deal. Like, you know, Nick Saban getting this yesterday, this virus, or testing positive for it yesterday, is a big story. Like, Mike Norvell already had it. Les Miles already had it. Like he's not the first coach or even close to the first coach to get it. And nobody flipped out the way they flipped out yesterday any of the previous times. It's just that it's Nick Saban, so it's like, oh, my God, like they got Nick Saban. This was always going to happen if you tried to play college football in the middle of a pandemic. You just weighed that reality against the economic devastation that goes with not playing college football for too many universities in this country. And so you weigh everything, and you and I both came down on the side of, hey, give it a shot, while recognizing it's going to be a rough ride. And so if you were insisting somebody shouldn't have ever played football in the middle of a pandemic, what happened yesterday doesn't prove that you were right. The only thing I think that will prove you right is, like, when Mack Brown dies. Like, if you want to say it wasn't worth somebody losing their life over, then, you know, then we'll have that conversation. But right now, the assumption throughout college football is that we're going to play. And, yes, we're going to have players who get this virus and obviously coaches who get this virus. But we ultimately think that the pros outweigh the cons. And fingers crossed, as long as nobody dies, we won't look back with too much regret. If you want to argue,
right, and literally nothing has changed. And you're right. If Mack Brown dies, or someone, whatever, two offensive linemen die, right? Permanent heart problems, then we'll be saying, oh, was it worth it? But right now, I mean, you know, there's Saban, and then there's the accumulation of what's happening. There are other games, obviously, as well, Cincinnati and Florida and wherever else. So, but this is not anything other than what I totally 100% expected, and still endorse, and I still think they're fine to be playing football, and I'm going to enjoy watching football Saturday. And Alabama Georgia is still on, isn't it? Nothing's happened since Twitter went down.
Yeah, oh, like it could be canceled for good now. I have no idea. I don't even know what's going on. I have no idea what's going on in the world right now.
This would be a perfect news dump time.
The only thing I know is that the Astros are up 3-1 on the Rays because I can follow that on an app on my phone. But outside of that, I don't have any idea what's going on in the world. It is to think about, like, how did you used to break news in before Twitter? Everything about our jobs was so different then.
Literally, it was, and this is why the quality of a written journalism story was better then, because here's the thing. If you got a news, if you got a scoop at 10 a.m., you couldn't break that. 20 years ago, you couldn't break that except by typing the story up, making your calls, whatever, printing it out, and waiting for it to be printed at 6 o'clock the next morning. I mean, that you know, and then you broke it when it hit, when it landed on people's driveway. And that's how you broke stories once upon a time. And you just like, we got this, man. We're going to wait till they wake up to see this on their driveway. You know, that was absolutely a thing not so long ago. And it was true then. You could write carefully and you could, you know, get three sources instead of two, or you could do whatever, because there was nothing you could do except for break it at 6 in the morning anyway when it hits the driveway. So it was a different – it was certainly a different universe.
No, like I can remember when we were all going through that Logan Young, Albert Means situation, and it was like you'd work all day on a story, then you'd write that story, and then you'd go home, and the next morning that story would come out, and then you'd work on another story. Now you would work on that story for half the time, post it at 1 in the afternoon, immediately do a podcast about it, do a video about it, then you'd update it, then you'd probably file a whole nother story. So you probably need to write a column, like everything about it. I remember Jeff Goodman and I talking about it one time, because when Mike Conley and Greg Oden and who the other one was, Daquan Cook, all turned pro after 1 year at Ohio State, like we had already worked with Mike Conley Sr. to get that scoop. Like it wasn't a surprise that they were all turning pro, but like when it's going to happen, we'll break it. But this was pre-Twitter. So I remember, like, I posted it at CBSSports.com. At the same time, Jeff posted it at FoxSports.com, I guess. And that's all you could do. You couldn't, like, go to Facebook and say, hey, I got this story, or Twitter and say, I got it. It was just there, and then people would see it whenever they saw it. And I remember, like, writing that story and then filing it, and it's published, and then there's nothing. You can't push it anywhere. It was just there. And then, like, an hour and a half later, I'm at the Flying Saucer, and on the scroll, it's like breaking news. Andy Katz has, is reporting that Greg Oden is turning pro. It's like that's the only way to like actually force your breaking news in somebody's face was to get it on the ticker on ESPN.
Television.
Yeah, television. Like we didn't have Twitter or any of this other stuff.
Nothing, there was literally no platform to push it on. You just hoped someone happened upon CBSSports.com.
Right, right. And so it is fascinating to think about how greatly and quickly all the entire industry has changed, and I'm reminded of it now. I really feel like I don't know what's going on in the world. Twitter's dead, and I have no idea what's happening. I don't know what crazy thing the president has said in the past hour. No idea. I don't know what's going on. Oh, God, the president's probably losing his mind right now. Can't tweet. Imagine him right now. He's probably struggling with this more than I am. He can't tweet. You watching one of the town halls tonight?
I'll probably flip back and forth. That's what I'll do. I'll flip back and forth. I'll flip back and forth. What are you going to do?
I hate having competing town halls. Like, usually at night, like, let's say it's in terms of live programming, you know, a debate, you just have the debate on. They're right there. If it's an award show, you just have the award show on. They're right there. If it's games, you can have one on with sound and whatever else muted, and you can still watch them. You can't watch two town halls at the same time. Like, you can't, like, have them talking over each other. You can't have sound on two different things. So you got to pick.
No, and it's not even like watching a football game where you can say, well, you know, they're not near the red zone.
Right.
So I can watch this other game. Because,
right.
Like, at any moment, either one could say something, right? It's not. It's just not the same. Well, here's the truth, and I wonder if I would feel like this. I think most people might be able to, if you really carefully paid attention to what I've talked about over the last year, you might be able to discern that I'm more of a Biden person than a Trump person. And but I think I believe this no matter which person I was. Like, they were going to have a debate. One person was going to do the debate, and one person backed out of the debate. And so the person who backed out of the debate, candidate B, or candidate A, we'll call him, candidate A backed out of the debate. Candidate B says, I'll show up and do the debate anyway. Like, he won't be there. That's fine. I'll talk, you know, whatever. And the punishment for backing out of the debate should be that candidate A doesn't therefore have a platform. Instead, NBC says, hey, candidate A, come on over. We'll give you a platform. And so it rewards candidate A for backing out of the debate. And I think I would believe, inappropriately, I think. And I think I would believe that no matter who candidate A and candidate B were.
You know,
I think I would.
There's
I like to think I would. Like, isn't it kind of BS?
I mean, I think so, but like, you know.
I mean, you have the same biases that I do, but right. Like, isn't it like from an objective? Bennett, be an objective ruler here. Isn't it kind of BS?
And let's just put names on it. They're supposed to have a debate tonight. Because the president wouldn't wear a mask or social distance or prevent people from gathering in the Rose Garden, we had a COVID-19 outbreak that was a super spreader event. The president ends up with COVID-19. So the debate commission says, listen, we're not putting these two people in the same room because like they're both old men. and you know, we'll do a virtual debate. And the president said, I'm not doing a virtual debate. And you know, let's just push the debate back. And Joe Biden's people said, we're not changing the rules because of the president. Like, the debate is scheduled. Our guy didn't get sick, and our guy's willing to do it virtually. So if you don't want to have a debate, then you are just deciding not to have a debate. So we'll go have a town hall. And then NBC gives Trump a town hall. Should NBC have given Trump a town hall?
No.
There is like a boycott NBC thing, but like, you know.
No one's going to do that.
I'm not boycotting NBC.
They're going to boycott the boring one, and that's
Joe Biden. The problem with the whole thing is it's going to be he's going to have great ratings, and it's going to crush it in the ratings.
He's
like it just is, and that's going to be the talking point. But in reality, like I think most people would probably want to see both of them, but they're on at the same time.
Yeah, they're on at the same time. That's the other thing. Like what I would have preferred was NBC, if they're going to do it, say we'll give you a town hall, but not opposite Joe Biden. We'll give you a town hall the following night or the night before.
Well, and from a business perspective, I don't blame NBC at all. Like they're going to get less eyeballs out of this, you know.
I will probably watch NBC instead of ABC just because that has a better chance of being a spectacle. You never know what the president's going to say now. It seems more off the rails than usual lately. Like this morning after I dropped Lou off at school. And somebody tweeted, back when Twitter was working, like, the president is on Fox Business right now. So I was like, I've got SiriusXM. I'll turn over to Fox Business. And he was – he was saying crazy stuff. Just one crazy thing after another. And I imagine we'll get that tonight live on television. So if I got to tune into one, I'm interested in the car crash, I think.
That's the thing. People want to watch the car crash. The people who love him want to watch it, and the people who, you know, who don't love him, they want to, you know. I don't know if you've seen Joe Biden. All he has is these little circles, you know. let's be honest, no one's voting for Joe Biden. They're just either voting for or against Trump. And so he's the main act. He is. Maybe I won't watch either of them.
I even pull into my driveway and the president's still talking on Fox Business. My TV has never been turned on Fox Business in the history of my home. And I was like, well, let me find Fox Business and finish watching this while I'm cooking breakfast. Like, I couldn't turn away from it because you did not know what he was going to say next. And the problem with that is that they almost never fact check him in real time. Or follow up with him or like say, well, you know, that's not true. They never really say, you know, that's not true to him, to his face. And so if you're watching it and you just assume
Who did the interview at the White House who did keep saying that, well, you know, that's not true?
That was a guy from Axios. That was tremendous because it was a guy saying, well, that's not you. What you just said is not true. He just kept doing it over and over again. And, it was that's what I wish would happen to both candidates. Like, if Joe Biden is out there spouting crazy lies, I wish whoever's interviewing Joe Biden would call him a liar to his face.
Joe Biden does say crazy lies, just not nearly as many.
Yeah, it's just not as many.
Not nearly as many. But, you know, I love Daniel Dale. I just think he's fantastic. You know who he is? He's
of course,
a fact checker.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, he's unbelievably great. Like, he's just the way that he can rattle off fictions one after another, and just like it's amazing, it's incredible. He is one of my favorite TV characters of the last year. I've started to pay attention. The guy who fact checked the president.
He tweeted earlier because the president, and he said this on Fox Business earlier today, and then he said it again somewhere else. He said it's wild to listen to him talk because he talks in a way that no other president would talk. Like he just sort of, you ask him a question, then he just talks about whatever he wants to talk about. So he's like, this dude on Fox Business, forgive me, I don't know his name, but he's asked some question, and then the president starts talking, and he's like, and you see the latest from the CDC, they say 85% of people who wear masks get the virus. And Daniel Dale tweeted earlier, he's like, it's just like not even close to true. Like the CDC has said nothing like that. And he was like, I'll write an article on this later so I can explain to you exactly what the CDC said and that it's not even close to that. But like the president, he does that really like it feels like every 2 or 3 minutes. He just says something wild, and whoever is talking to him never stops him and says, you know that's not true, or you should know that's not true. I don't even say this to be political. I just say it as a statement of fact. I don't know that we've ever had anybody who has been so comfortable like every other minute just saying something that everybody listening who is educated knows is not true. He just says it over and over and over again.
No, but it's crazy effective. Like it's
it works. That's the problem. It works.
It's just incredibly effective. And so, you know, whatever. Like you can say, the Joe Biden that he says that he's running against is a Joe Biden who wants to raise everyone's taxes and who wants a single payer healthcare system and who wants to pack the Supreme Court and who. Like, and Joe Biden, and it wants to defund the police. Like all those things that are just like, listen, maybe you, the Democrats wanted a candidate who wanted to do those things. Like some, you know, Bernie might have done some, wanted to do some of those things. But literally, he does not want a single payer health care system. He does not want to defund the police. He, it's pretty clear to me, although we'll see, that he doesn't want to pack the court. And he only wants to raise taxes on people who make more than $400,000 a year. So literally, like, and if you want to argue you shouldn't raise taxes on people who make $400,000 a year because those are hardworking Americans and they should be able to keep every penny that they make, that's a fine argument. But don't try to tell people that if you make $80,000 a year, you're going to have your taxes raised. It's just not true. Like, it's just fiction.
And the problem, and the problem becomes, like, if you're not there to correct him in real time, there are millions and millions of people who watch that and they just go, oh, God. Like this morning, he was on Fox Business, and he was like, if Joe Biden wins the election, China will own this country. Like, you know, and like, and nobody steps in and says, well, Mr. President, you know China is not going to own this country. But like, nobody says that. So if you're watching, I mean, like if I were wired to believe what this guy is saying, you listen to him talk, you would think, oh, my God, well, how could I vote for Joe Biden? China's going to own the country and everybody's taxes are going through the roof. And, like, but he's just saying things that aren't true. And nobody checks him. Like, here's the other one he said this morning. This is the one time the guy this morning, like, tried to stop him because the president said, you know, old Sleepy Joe, you know, he's shot mentally. He's shot. He's shot mentally. They have to, like, tell him what to say so he won't even be running the country. Like, the other, like, Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, oh, you're going to have a cast of characters. Because Joe, Sleepy Joe, is shot mentally. And the interviewer stepped in and said, Mr. President, you know people don't like it when you say that about the former vice president, that he's shot mentally. And I swear to God, Donald Trump said, well, I have to tell the truth. And I was just like, he's too much, man. He's too, he doesn't.
Well, how about the one that he was telling the truth today? You know, there's just that the guy in Portland, there's a guy in Portland who did shoot and killed someone. He was an Antifa guy, right? Antifa, whatever guy. And he shot and killed someone. And so they were hunting for him. The marshals were hunting for him. So this afternoon, Trump said, yeah, the marshals got him. It only took 15 seconds. They didn't even try to arrest him. They just took care of that. Basically, that's what he said. So basically, Trump was bragging that they didn't even try to arrest this guy. They just killed him. I mean, what the hell? Now, maybe he was like, what? Who brags that we in America, you know what? We just said, screw the arrest. We just killed him. Like, that's what he just said.
We
just killed him. Took care of it, man. 15 seconds.
So I can't wait. Like, y'all can boycott NBC tonight if you want to. I'm not boycotting. My TV was on Fox Business this morning. I ain't boycotting nothing.
I'm probably watching too. Yeah.
I'm going to get home. I'm going to pour a New Amsterdam vodka, and I'm going to settle in and just see what happens. Because I who knows? Like, if he takes his same – because how many people are watching Fox Business this morning? Like, I don't know. If he takes the same act he had on Fox Business this morning to NBC in prime time – Woo! It was something. He was wilding out this morning. So I can't wait. I'll have Dodgers Braves on another TV, but I think I'll be listening to the president for better or worse. Wish me luck.
All right, GP.
I'll see you later. I'll tweet you if Twitter ever gets Twitter.
Still
ever,
down.
Yeah. I haven't had anybody. The good part of this, nobody's tweeted and said stick to sports.
Okay, GP. The funny thing. So, like, last night, we were talking about the Billboard Music Awards earlier. Like, last night, it's like, and it was on NBC, and last night, it's like, Kelly Clarkson, she's host, she's like, oh, thanks so much to NBC, you know, for doing this, you know, during these tough times and doing this show. And this may be the first time in history that someone goes on a platform like NBC and is like, F this network. Like, he's doing it on Twitter today.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, I'm going to go on, but, like, Concast and all.
Oh, like, yeah, he was like, already like, so you know I'm getting set up tonight.
Yeah.
He's like, he's convinced it's a setup.
Uh-huh.
So, I don't know, man. It's all too nutty. I mean, it's just too
it's nutty. Wild.
It's too nutty. It's all, I don't know how we ended up here. I mean, I think I know, but I wouldn't have imagined it, but I think I know. But it's just wild. Like, the dude is wild. And so, listen, I respect you if you don't want to tune to NBC tonight out of some sort of principled stance, but I'm going to watch this guy say wild stuff on television.
I think I'm going to have to watch it, too.
I'm gonna watch this guy say wild stuff. And hopefully, and I say this sincerely about both town halls, if either one of the candidates starts saying wildly inaccurate stuff, I would hope that somebody in the building is able to hold them accountable, whether that's Joe Biden or President Trump. Because I do think it's actually, like, we can laugh about it, and I sometimes I feel a little conflicted laughing about it because it's not funny. It's crazy. It's crazy. But I do think it's dangerous to allow somebody to just say these outlandish things over and over and over again when we know for a fact there's at least 30% of the country that believes it. And too often in these settings, he is allowed to just say things unchecked. And I wish that, you know, whether it's his town hall or by former Vice President Biden's town hall, like, if either candidate starts saying something that is obviously wildly inaccurate or untrue, I wish there was somebody to check it in real time. But too often in these situations, it doesn't happen, and that's how the misinformation spreads, I guess. Be back in a second.
Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Williams, Zubin Mehenti.
Coming up Friday, we'll have the latest on the impact COVID is having on week number 6 in the NFL and college football around the country. Plus, one team tries to punch their ticket to the fall classic.
Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Zubin. Weekday mornings 5 a.m. till 9 a.m. Live on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Big, big, big news. The Fix is $240,000 Mercedes in promo cash giveaway. $500 in promo cash every 10 minutes between 7 and 11. And $2,500 at midnight, Fridays and Saturdays in October. Now, that might be enough for most casinos, but not the Fix. They're also giving away two brand new Mercedes C300Ws. One on the 10th and another on the 24th. I said two Mercedes in October at the Fix Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here.
Must be 21 again. If you have a problem, call 1-800-522-4700.
The fall weather has hit, football season is here, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that James Davis is helping celebrate with 20% off all fall merchandise until the end of October. Sports shirts, sweaters, active tops that are perfect for those cool nights while eating outside, it's all available at James Davis, as are new five-pocket brush cotton pants and tons of new denim. And don't forget about the Stant custom shirt and custom pants system. All it takes is 3 measurements and roughly a minute of your time, and you'll have custom-made shirts and pants ordered for you. They'll be ready before you know it. They'll fit you perfectly, just like mine fit me perfectly. And right now, you can get it done with 20% off the regular price. That's a deal that should not be passed up. And if you need a new suit, the greatest deal available is at James Davis. You can get 2 Paul Bettinelli suits for just $7.95. I own like 6 of them. You can get 2 right now for just $7.95. They're incredible deals through October 31st, only at James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center, on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
So Terry wanted to sell his home. He listed it with Josh Hysaw. That's always a smart thing to do. That Josh went to work, had it sold in 48 hours, full asking price, over and done with very, very quickly. That's just one of the latest success stories connected to Josh Hysaw. He has the 45-day guarantee. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. Josh is able to do this because he's experienced, effective, someone who can expose your home to the most buyers with the best marketing strategy. Then he knows how to negotiate for the most money possible. But the first step is Josh helping you just price your home in a way that makes it attractive. Once you guys agree on a price, that's when Josh goes to work. And then if your home isn't sold in 45 days at the agreed-upon price, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll simply buy the home from you. He can even make you an instant cash offer. You pick, totally up to you, and it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh doesn't obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, you can fire him, no questions asked. He has flexible fees. There are no upfront costs. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only real estate agent I'd call if I wanted to sell my home. It's Josh Hysaw, 461-8147. He's on the web, joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
It's time to play Jackpot Justice. That's right. If you can't make it to the casino, we have Jackpot Justice election style. Percy Lynchard wants to be on the Mississippi Supreme Court. He has a long history of getting big bucks from his Jackpot Justice cronies. $40,000 from Mississippi trial lawyers. $20,000 from Democratic mega donors. Lynchard would risk bringing Jackpot Justice back to Mississippi. Fortunately, we have a conservative alternative, Mississippi Supreme Court Justice Josiah Coleman. He's a conservative and experienced judge, a fair-minded man who understands hard work. Coleman lives on a farm, has served as a volunteer firefighter, and bagged groceries and washed dishes to help pay for his education. When it comes to the Mississippi Supreme Court, reject Jackpot Justice. Vote conservative, vote Coleman. Justice Josiah Coleman for the Mississippi Supreme Court. Paid for by Improved Mississippi PAC. Derek Easley, Treasurer. Not approved by any candidate.
Hey, everybody. This is Coach Penny Hardaway. When I want to throw a party for friends or family, I want it to be a taste of Memphis, and that means Corky's Barbecue. Order online or call ahead and pick up at their speedy drive-thru. And be sure to tell them that Penny sent you.
You like your burger medium well, your peanut butter crunchy, and your mattress firm. It's the little things that make you, you. And you deserve a Medicare plan that fits your unique needs. That's why United Healthcare is offering more plan options than ever, so you can find just the right plan for you. Call 1-800-362-8715. That's 1-800-362-8715 to get Medicare with more. Remember, Medicare annual enrollment ends December 7th.
The motto for world-class competition has always been faster, higher, stronger. It's the same for Navien, makers of condensing tankless water heaters. Faster to install and set up. Higher performance and efficiency to provide endless hot water. Stronger with the industry's strongest warranty. All because of the copper-free stainless steel heat exchanger built in every unit. Learn about Navien's condensing tankless water heaters and find a Navien contractor at tanklessmadesimple.com. That's tanklessmadesimple.com.
What do you get when you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor? You get someone who understands there's an art to listening. Who's able to hear more than what's being said and can provide tailored small business solutions that make you feel truly heard.
I understand. Let's get started.
For advice on everything from laptops to the cloud and solutions powered by Intel vPro platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
This is time that matters. A window of time to help protect the ones you love. Your preteen benefits from staying up to date with their well visits. This is your window of protection. Schedule their well visit now. Brought to you by Merck.
Morgan & Morgan, dial #529 on your cell phone. Pound law, that's all.
Hey, fellow citizens, do you have a plan for how you're going to vote? You should. You can vote in person or by mail. Go to vote411.org to find out rules and deadlines for your state. We all have a voice and a vote to cast. Vote. Make it count. Go to vote411.org.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Are you looking for auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance, business insurance? If so, get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance, second generation local agency. Been owned and operated since 1981. It is the home of the Erie Rate Lock. That's a way to lock in your auto rates indefinitely. Each year you don't have an accident, your deductible drops by $100. Your first accident is forgiven. And understand, lower than normal rates are available right now. You just got to get in touch with them at 867-SAVE, 901-867-7283. They have two locations in the Memphis area. One's in Lakeland on Canada Road. The other is on Highway 51 in Covington. Again, you can reach them at 867-7283. They're on the web, rookinsurance.com. You've got a local dentist, local doctor, local attorney. You need a local insurance agent as well. Make it Elizabeth Rook Insurance. Again, two locations in the Memphis area, 867-7283, 867-7283, on the web, rookinsurance.com. Thank God Bennett has ESPN push notifications on his phone, because otherwise I wouldn't have any idea what's happening in the world right now. Big news in the NFL, Le'Veon Bell is expected to sign with the Kansas City Chiefs. That is according to Adam Schefter. So the rich get richer. According to Jeremy Fowler from ESPN, Le'Veon Bell had narrowed his options to the Dolphins, Chiefs, and Bills earlier today. And now it appears he will be signing with the Kansas City Chiefs. So that's another weapon for Patrick Mahomes trying to win back-to-back Super Bowls. Be back with Dinner to Go.
Has this ever happened to you? I bought football tickets for my husband's birthday, and now I'm in a football bubble. All I see online are articles and ads about football. I hate the feeling of being manipulated. I downloaded DuckDuckGo, and I saw a difference right away. With one download, you can search and browse privately, avoiding trackers all for free. It's that simple. Take back your privacy online with DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Ask for it at Advanced Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations.
With so many new pet owners, Kezia's Grooming can't keep up.
Kezia's Grooming? Sorry, we're booked solid through the weekend. I can give you a call back, though, if something opens up.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, I'm 67 years old. I lost 71 pounds. I was a size 46 pants 2 years ago, and I've been taking it, and I'm a size 36 pants now.
Congratulations, Pat, on losing 71 pounds and 10 inches off your waistline. Now listen to Brian's results.
My sleeping is better. My joint pains are much better, and the weight loss is coming along. I'm about 13 to 14 pounds lighter. It has reduced my sugar cravings big time. Sugar cravings and reduced joint pains, and those two are big time.
Outstanding results, Brian. Guys, since 2004, men have chosen Andro 400 for one reason. Results. Andro 400 can help you safely lose belly fat, reduce joint pain, gain energy, and boost your testosterone. We guarantee it. Start today and get free shipping on any order. Go to Andro400.com for more true testimonials, before and after photos, and special discounts. Only available on Andro400.com. Andro400.com.
Hey, Tennessee, sports betting is almost here, and FanDuel Sportsbook is giving you an exclusive offer to get started. Right now, FanDuel Sportsbook is giving users $50 in free bets just for signing up. You heard that right. They're giving you $50 in free site credit to register and verify early. No deposit required. FanDuel is America's number one sports betting site for a reason. They've got odds on all the biggest sports in a simple, intuitive app that makes it easy to find the bet you're looking for, then lock it in. And unlike other sports books, once you win, FanDuel gets you your cash in as little as 24 hours. Why? Because it's the right thing to do. But right now, the right thing for you to do is to download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and check out their fantastic app for yourself. Just be sure to sign up and register using promo code Connor so they know we sent you. When you verify your account, you'll receive $50 in site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook is live. That's promo code Connor to get $50 in site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook is live. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For gambling problem support, call 1-800-889-9789.
To celebrate Robert Owen Jewelers' 43rd anniversary, we're having a huge diamond sale going on right now. Get to Robert Owen Jewelers, get bigger, brighter diamonds, and this month, 0% interest for up to 24 months. Check us out online at rijewelers.com.
Performance Food Service is now hiring delivery drivers for the Memphis area. $10,000 sign-on bonus, $70,000 starting salary, plus daily incentive pay and quarterly performance bonus. Requires timely delivery of products for multi-drop food service customers, home nights and weekends. Best-in-class benefits package that covers all of your health care needs. Must have high school diploma or a GED, one-year delivery driver experience, and Class A CDL with 3 years clean MVR. Apply today by clicking on careers at pfgc.com. pfgc.com.
Recent weather taking a toll on your roof? A-Team Roofing has you covered, literally, with their 24-hour tarp service to stop further damage.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Tied the powers above me. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just a puppet here. If you want to place blame, then look to the puppet.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue. It's Memphis Barbecue Company, which is owned by Melissa Cookston, eight-time world champion, first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. You're not going to find another barbecue place in the Memphis area with an owner that accomplished. You will also not find another barbecue place in the Memphis area who has an owner that is starring in a Netflix show. But Memphis Barbecue Company does, and that's because Melissa Cookston is a judge on the American Barbecue Showdown, streaming right now at Netflix.com. When it debuted several weeks ago, it was in the top 10 for a while. Like top 10 things being watched on Netflix. The American Barbecue Showdown. Melissa Cookston is a judge. She's the owner of Memphis Barbecue Company, so go check that out, Netflix.com. At Memphis Barbecue Company, ribs are cooked multiple times a day to give you that fresh-from-the-cooker quality. Doesn't matter if you're in there at 11 a.m. or 9 p.m. You're going to get fresh-from-the-cooker quality. Everything on the menu is of the highest quality. If you haven't checked the menu yet, go check it, MemphisBBQCO.com. The address is 709 DeSoto Cove. And they are using UV light technology to ensure all tables are sanitized after every guest, so you can feel safe inside. But if you'd rather do curbside service, it remains available. You can order MemphisBBQCO.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but the main thing is that there does seem to be some clarity to the Nick Saban situation. And unless he gets two negative tests in the next few days and they can say that his initial positive test was a false positive, he is not going to be inside Bryant Denny Stadium on Saturday for Georgia-Alabama if the game is played. And he will not be able to have any contact with the team or coaching staff from the 90-minute pregame mark until after the game. And so if this game is played, Alabama will have to win it without its iconic coach. But there's no guarantee the game will be played. Everybody was tested today. Those results should be back tomorrow. Hopefully they go well, but certainly you could understand why some people might not be too optimistic.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Game 4, NLCS, Dodgers, Braves, Globe Life Field, Arlington, Texas. The Braves lead the series 2-1, but lost yesterday 15-3. They were down 11-0 before they even came to the plate. Game over real quick. Tonight, three-time Cy Young Award winner Clayton Kershaw is on the mound for the Dodgers. Atlanta going with Bryce Wilson. Dodgers are -230 on the money line. The total was 9. First pitch set for 7:08. You can watch it on Fox.
What should I watch on TV?
We have competing town halls on national network television tonight. President Trump is on NBC at 7 o'clock. Former Vice President Joe Biden is on ABC at 7 o'clock. On the late night circuit, Alec Baldwin is on Conan. Foo Fighters are on Jimmy Kimmel. Eddie Redmayne is on Jimmy Fallon. Public Enemy is on Stephen Colbert. Taylor Schilling is on Seth Meyers. And Senator Chuck Schumer is on James Corden.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
We have started our conference previews over at CBSSports.com. Matt Norlander handled the first one, and it is on the ACC. So if you haven't checked that out yet, go find it, CBSSports.com, and we will get to your favorite league eventually.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Well, it'll be Friday, so we'll be one day away from a big Saturday in college football. Dan Wolken will help us get ready for it in the first hour. Jeff Calkins will join me in the second. I'll have a Dateline preview ready to go during Dinner to Go. Already excited. Hope you can hear it in my voice. Enjoy your night. I'll try to enjoy mine. We'll meet back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful, be kind, be good. Rep your hood.
Hey, Tennessee, sports betting is almost here, and FanDuel Sportsbook is giving you an exclusive offer to get started. Right now, FanDuel Sportsbook is giving users $50 in free bets just for signing up. You heard that right. They're giving you $50 in free site credit to register and verify early. No deposit required. FanDuel's America's number one sports betting site for a reason. They've got odds on all the biggest sports and a simple, intuitive app that makes it easy to find the bet you're looking for and then lock it in. And unlike other sports books, once you win, FanDuel gets you your cash in as little as 24 hours. Why? Because it's the right thing to do. But right now, the right thing for you to do is download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and check out their fantastic app for yourself. Just be sure to sign up and register using the promo code Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T, so they know we sent you. When you verify your account, you'll receive $50 in site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook is live. I downloaded mine, got my $50. Again, sports betting is right around the corner in Tennessee, and the app is really cool. Download it now. Check it out. If you're an expert gambler or even someone who's new to it like I am, it's really, really easy to navigate. So download the app and enter the promo code Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, to get $50 in site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook is live. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Memphis and the Mid-South's number one.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.